Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I saw a list of the best facilities in college football.
Yes.
And it's a year or two old. So somebody may have slid into these rankings, but
slid into the rankings DMs.
But I'm guessing they didn't. Notables. Now they list, this is from 247 sports.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sports.
It is a lot of sports. Maybe too much.
They've listed the top 25 best facilities in sports. Some notables: Kansas, number 25. I wanted you to know that.
Really?
Yes, Rock Chalk.
Now, I will.
They've upgraded a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people are dumping money into their football program. And I'll say this, I don't think there is a bad facility anymore amongst a Power Five or even like in the Mountain West. There are certainly some that
have
are just.
Have you seen the Carrier Dome?
Over the top. But that's not a facility. That's a stadium. I'll bet you Syracuse's athletic facilities are really, really nice.
Yeah, these are.
The basketball ones are. I don't know about football.
Facilities, I feel like, is all encompassing in terms of where the players practice, hang out, yeah. Lift weights.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't include stadiums.
No. But when I was playing and I was getting recruited, this was the mid to late 90s. I'm telling you, very few people had nice facilities. It just didn't exist. I've seen most of them in the Pac-12 and around the country, and a lot of them just sucked. And then Oregon's was kind of one of the first ones on the West Coast that actually paid attention to this and rebuilt and actually had nice ones. Now around the country, you can't really be competitive without nice facilities.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah.
If you want to be good, you got to do it. Got to dump some money into it. Washington is 17th.
Okay.
Notre Dame is 11th. USC is 10th. Now to the top five.
Oh, okay. So we're skipping?
Yeah.
9, 8?
In the interest of
seven
time.
7 and 6?
Well, 9 through 6 is exactly who you... it's the Ohio States and the, you know, LSUs of the world.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
But there are a few little teeny surprises in the top five.
I've heard that, and I don't know if they'll be in the top five, but I've heard that, and I've seen the photos of it. I've been there, but I've heard Northwestern's new ones are ridiculous.
They're not on here.
Right on the river.
Yeah.
Right on the lake.
And
I
it's
mean.
All glass. It's
probably the ocean.
It's insane.
Don't you think?
Maybe, yeah.
Number five
is the other side, so it's probably the ocean.
Number five is Alabama. Shocking.
Yeah.
Number four is Tennessee. Now, I guess by next year, they are going to have a $340 million renovation completed.
Good
That includes partially includes their stadium. They're renovating their stadium, too.
Yeah.
So they're freaking state-of-the-art. So Tennessee has better facilities than you might think. Number three, Texas A&M.
Yeah, I mean, again, none of this should be surprising. Texas A&M went all in a number of years ago. They added a bunch of seats to their stadium. They redid everything. And again, I've seen, you can go on YouTube, by the way, and there's a guy, I forget what his name is, but he takes a tour of these, of all these facilities.
They're
cool. And you can walk through and see all the different things. And most of the big schools he's done, including Oregon, and they are, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, they really are interesting. Like Texas A&M, for example, yeah, you got to see some of the amenities. Like they have TVs at every sink in the bathrooms. They have this.
That seems unnecessary.
Well, I remember they've got like.
How long are you spending at a sink?
Got to catch the game, bro.
It's just everything's crazy. Everyone's got video walls. There's like all the LED like ambient lining under everything. Every locker has like the where it air dries your pads and deodorizes them. And
they have hydrotherapy pool at Texas A&M. They have 8 TVs in the hydrotherapy pool at Texas A&M. Ceiling to floor waterfalls, and then the TVs are in the middle of them.
Yeah,
it's just super cool looking.
I think it was Texas that had TVs in the floor of their therapy pools. So if you're running or swimming laps, you can, like against the current, you can look down and there's a TV. I'm not sure what plays there, but they've got TVs in the floor of their gall darn pools.
Top two. Any guesses?
Hey, but remember, there's no money to pay the kids. Can't do it. Top two?
Top two.
Brother.
I'll bet you Oregon's on there.
Oregon is number one.
Okay.
Best facilities in college football, according to 2,470 sports.
doesn't shock me. If you've been around, I'll say this. I don't know if it's the best. Organs are not lacking in anything to anybody's. I don't know who you determine.
They're a little smaller.
They're a little smaller than some of
the
others.
Yeah, they're not as big as like Tennessee's. Like I was looking at, number two is Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson's got the slide.
Yeah.
There's a slide in their facility.
You can slide all the way down from the top of the building to the bottom because, stairs are lame.
Sure.
They have a 23,000 square foot weight room at Clemson.
That's a lot.
That's bigger than Oregon's.
Yeah.
But nothing is more state of the art than Oregon's, and it stands the test of time because they built it, I mean, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, I mean,
was it only 4 or 5 years?
They do so many different
Maybe
things.
Maybe longer?
So they have the new, is it the Jacquard building or something like that? I think that's what the new one is.
Jacquarda.
What's the name of theirs?
I don't know. It's the building.
We went and got a tour of it down there. Oregon's facilities are.
I believe
sick.
The name is.
Yes.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Yes.
Yeah, it opened in 2013. $68 million, 145,000 square feet.
Yeah, 7 years. Okay.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. Like,
crazy that it's still considered state of the art when all these other ones have happened more recently.
The Mariota Heisman thing, and then they've got the throne room and all the equipment. It's just
they have a barbershop. They were the first to do their own barbershop.
Yeah.
And they have self-cleansing lockers, like you said. They have. But I'm sure a lot of schools have that now. The other thing, too, I wanted to point out on facilities, Clemson has a wiffle ball field.
Really?
Yeah. They have all these cool things like bowling alley and all these different things, activities for the guys to do.
Yeah.
And all the athletes. But, yeah, they have a wiffle ball field. And you can't top that.
That's fantastic.
I don't know how you top that. Like, can you imagine just a pickup game of wiffle ball?
No.
Like, hey, you want to go play some wiffle ball? Yeah.
All this stuff.
All it takes is two people. You need a pitcher and a hitter.
Yeah. All these things make me very sad because just
amazing.
We had no facilities. I mean, my facilities were embarrassing.
All right, we got a break.
And somebody was. It's the Jocula Center, I think.
We gotta go. Wait, what?
The John Jocula Center.
Is that a new
Center?
One?
I think that's the.
Is it the Dracar Noir Center?
Yes, that's what it is. And it smells wonderfully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.